Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Coping with BPD, DBT, and CBT Skills to Soothe the Symptoms of Borderline Personality Disorder by Blaise Aguirre, MD, is a practical mental health guide for people affected by borderline personality disorder and for readers who want a clearer understanding of its daily challenges. Aguirre is known for clinical work with adolescents and adults with BPD, and this book fits within the self-help and psychoeducation category rather than academic psychiatry. Its purpose is not to replace treatment, but to translate core skills from dialectical behavior therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy into usable strategies for emotional instability, impulsive reactions, unstable relationships, fear of abandonment, and distress that can feel difficult to contain. The book is grounded in the established view that BPD symptoms can improve when people learn concrete ways to observe emotions, tolerate crisis states, question unhelpful thoughts, and communicate more effectively. Its emphasis is skill practice, not diagnosis alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD as a pattern of emotional sensitivity and dysregulation. A central value of coping with BPD is that it frames borderline personality disorder through recognizable patterns rather than moral judgment or character failure. BPD is commonly associated with rapid emotional shifts, intense reactions to perceived rejection, impulsive behaviors, unstable self-image, and relationship conflict. By presenting these symptoms as patterns that can be noticed and managed, the book encourages a practical shift from asking what is wrong with me to asking what is happening in this moment and what skill fits this situation. This distinction matters because shame and self-blame often intensify BPD symptoms. A person who interprets emotional intensity as proof of personal defect may become more reactive, whereas a person who can identify vulnerability, trigger, interpretation, and response has more room to intervene. Aguirre's approach aligns with DBT's basic assumption that people may be doing their best while still needing better tools. The book, therefore, treats symptom awareness as the first layer of coping. Before a reader can use distress tolerance or cognitive restructuring, they need to recognize emotional escalation, abandonment fear, and impulsive urges as events that can be tracked, named, and addressed. Secondly, DBT mindfulness skills for slowing reactions before they become behaviors. The book draws on dialectical behavior therapy because DBT was developed specifically to address the kinds of emotional and behavioral crises often seen in BPD. One of its most important contributions is mindfulness, not as a vague relaxation practice, but as a disciplined way to observe experience without immediately acting on it. For someone with BPD, the interval between emotion and behavior can be very short. A painful text message, a perceived slight, or a sudden feeling of rejection may quickly lead to accusations, withdrawal, self-harm urges, substance use, or desperate attempts to restore connection. Mindfulness skills create a pause in that sequence. By noticing body sensations, thoughts, urges, and emotional labels, the reader can begin to separate what is felt from what must be done. This is clinically important, because many destructive behaviors are attempts to escape intolerable internal states. Mindfulness does not make the emotion disappear, but it changes the relationship to it. In the context of the book, mindfulness functions as a foundation skill. It helps readers detect escalation early enough for other DBT and CBT strategies to become possible. Thirdly, distress tolerance as an alternative to crisis-driven coping. Distress tolerance is one of the most practical DBT elements emphasized in books of this kind because it addresses the crisis moments when insight alone is least available. BPD symptoms often become dangerous or disruptive when emotional pain feels unbearable and immediate relief becomes the only goal. In those states, a person may know that a behavior will have consequences, but still feel unable to resist it. Distress tolerance skills are designed for precisely that gap between knowing and doing. They do not require the reader to solve the whole life problem, repair the relationship, or settle every thought. Instead, they focus on getting through the peak of emotional intensity without making the situation worse. This approach is realistic because crisis emotions usually rise, crest, and fall, even when they feel permanent. Skills such as self-soothing, grounding, distraction use carefully, and choosing safer short-term responses can preserve stability until more reflective problem-solving returns. In coping with BPD, distress tolerance is best understood as a harm reduction bridge. It gives readers a way to survive emotional emergencies without relying on self-destructive or relationship-damaging strategies. Fourthly, emotion regulation skills that connect mood, vulnerability, and action. Emotion regulation in the book addresses a different problem from distress tolerance. Distress tolerance is for immediate crisis survival, while emotion regulation looks at the conditions that make crises more likely and the habits that can reduce their frequency. People with BPD Emotions may be intense, fast-moving, and difficult to interpret. And to interpret, the practical task is not to suppress emotion, but to understand what increases emotional vulnerability and what responses help emotions become more workable. This includes recognizing triggers, naming emotions accurately, examining whether an emotion fits the facts, and choosing actions that do not simply amplify the original feeling. The reasoning behind this skill set is that emotions are not random intrusions. They are influenced by sleep, stress, conflict, assumptions, memories, physical states, and repeated behaviors. If a reader can map these influences, they can intervene earlier and more specifically. For example, an urge to lash out may be connected not only to anger but also to fear, shame, exhaustion, or perceived abandonment. Aguirre's use of emotion regulation, therefore, supports a more precise form of coping. Readers learn to treat emotions as signals requiring interpretation rather than commands, requiring obedience. Lastly, CBT thought work and interpersonal skills for reducing relationship instability. Coping with BPD is distinctive in combining DBT with cognitive behavioral therapy skills. CBT contributes tools for identifying interpretations that intensify emotional reactions, especially in relationships. A central difficulty in BPD is that ambiguous events can be experienced as confirmation of rejection, betrayal, or abandonment. If a friend replies late, a partner seems distracted, or a therapist sets a boundary, the meaning assigned to the event may become more painful than the event itself. CBT skills help readers examine automatic thoughts, consider alternative explanations, and evaluate whether a conclusion is supported by evidence. This does not imply that the fear is fake. Rather, it separates emotional truth from factual certainty. When paired with DBT interpersonal effectiveness skills, this cognitive work can reduce impulsive communication and improve requests, boundaries, and conflict repair. The book's practical logic is that relationships improve when people can slow assumptions, express needs more clearly, and tolerate disappointment without escalating the situation. This combined DBT and CBT approach is especially useful because BPD symptoms are both emotional and relational. It addresses the internal interpretation and the outward behavior that often follow each other quickly. In conclusion, coping with BPD is most appropriate for readers who want a concise, practical introduction to managing borderline personality disorder symptoms through established therapeutic skills. It may be useful for people diagnosed with BPD, those who recognize BPD-like patterns in emotional or relational life, family members seeking a clearer framework, and clinicians who want accessible language for explaining coping strategies. Its benefits are practical rather than theoretical. It helps readers name emotional escalation, tolerate distress without worsening a crisis, question interpretations that intensify fear, and approach relationships with more deliberate communication. The book should not be treated as a substitute for psychotherapy, especially when self-harm, suicidality, trauma, substance use, or severe instability is present. Its strongest role is as a skills companion to professional care or as a first step toward understanding what DBT and CBT offer. Compared with broader books on BPD that focus heavily on diagnosis, family dynamics, or memoir-style experience, this title stands out for its direct emphasis on symptom soothing through DBT and CBT practice. It is not positioned as an exhaustive clinical manual. Its value lies in translating two evidence-based approaches into a manageable coping toolkit for everyday emotional and interpersonal difficulty. If you would like to support Blaze Aguirre MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.